And I can't help but wonder, no, will he make it right? Do all those who lie here know why they die? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again.
All right, folks, we are live for yet another three-hour transmission with yours truly, Jason Burmis. It's the Info Warrior. If you tuned in earlier, I was subbing in for Alex Jones today. I promised you some news updates. We have those right here. We're going to be blasting through those. We're also going to be taking your calls in the first and third hours. The second hour is going to be dedicated to Joe Bannister. Those not familiar with Mr. Bannister, he appears in America Freedom to Fascism. He is a ex-IRS agent. In the movie, you can really see, you know, he took the oath. He took his job seriously. He really believed in the IRS. And when he challenged them and asked them to show him the law where your average American was forced to pay an income tax, they couldn't show it to him. And one of the greatest clips in there is when he's on the news and he's talking to somebody and he's like, oh, and they're like, oh, do you feel like you're getting over? And he's like, I'm not getting over on anybody. I haven't done anything. There is no law. And Joe Bannister, really, not only an eloquent speaker on the 16th Amendment issue and the Federal Reserve banking system and the IRS in general, but a true patriot and probably somebody who would be marked up as a domestic extremist terrorist in this lexicon document that we've really been covering hardcore today, yesterday, the day before, because we have to, because the mainstream media is glossing over what's really in there. They want to talk about the Odin worship. They want to talk about the real extremists. They don't want to talk about the alternative media. Only Lou Dobbs wants to talk about the anti-illegal immigration. Only Lou Dobbs wants to talk about the anti-technology aspect of this. No one has really addressed the hacktivism, the broadness of this, tax resistance movement, sovereign citizen movement. These are things that we can go over with Joe Bannister. And, of course, the MIAC report is something that I haven't been able to discuss personally with him since that came out. And we've seen a slew of these documents. You know, Representative King, who was on that Lou Dobbs clip we played yesterday and then today on Alex Jones's program, he acts like, oh, this must be a rogue element. And there's only two of these documents. No, there's three straight up from DHS. We broke all three of them. There's the MIAC report. And there's tons of these documents all over the country. Remember, this lexicon document went into play in late March, and they're denying that it was ever authorized. That's ludicrous that this thing wasn't authorized. Of course, it was in the hands of many a people for at least a month, and somebody inside said, you know what? I don't like this document. It's time to give it to somebody who's going to expose it. And it's because of the alternative media existing that this even came out. And that's why they're not only going after the Alex Jones YouTube channel and not only proposing the Cybersecurity Act of 2009, but now it's the Cyberbullying Prevention Act, H.R. 1966. Let me read you some of the most ludicrous parts of this. Section 2, subsection 5, cyberbullying can cause psychological harm, including depression, negatively impacted academic performance, safety, and the well-being of children in school. We've got to save the children. The children. Force children to change schools and in some cases lead to extreme violent behavior, including murder and suicide. Did you just hear me? The internet makes kids emotionally unstable, which causes murder and suicide. So you dare not speak out on the internet. Meanwhile, there is a huge trend of fear-mongering about the internet. I'm watching this commercial just flipping through the channels yesterday, and it was in Spanish, you know, because that's what you get here in Texas, are these Spanish channels. And it was this picture a girl had posted on MySpace that was a little risque, and everybody's taking the picture, including the creepy janitor man. Oh, no. What's he going to do with the picture? Because those images are forever. Don't get on the internet, kids. Get away from the internet. It's dangerous. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. We'll be back after this.
You are a rebel, admit it. You refuse to read the directions when assembling a new item. You won't ask for directions when you're lost. Once in a while, you drive in the carpool lane with only you in the car. Your neighbors call you a crackpot. And you can count your real friends on one hand. Well, join the club. Einstein failed math, quit school, and his rebel ideas led to some of the world's most amazing discoveries. Edison rebelled against the dark, failed over 1,000 times, then invented the light bulb. George Washington rebelled against an entire country and led the creation of a new one. Now, Alex Jones is working to save that very country. So go ahead, be a rebel. Put in a food supply from eFoodsDirect.com. Everyone will realize you were not a nutcase after all. eFoodsDirect.com. If you're going to pick something to stand for, be sure you have enough food to keep on standing. 800-409-5633. eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. And I want to remind everybody that we got Joe Bannister coming up in the second hour. We're going to take your calls, 866-582-9933, for this hour and, of course, the third hour. I want to go over this. We were just talking about the Cyberbullying Act, and we're going to get deep into that Cyberbullying Act. But here's a nexus point right here. Rupert Murdoch, Mr. Fox himself, Internet as we know it will soon be over. And there's a story over at Prison Planet and InfoWars right now by Paul Joseph Watson. Billionaire media mogul Rupert Murdoch gave a strange response when he was asked about plans for mainstream news websites to charge for content, declaring the current days of the Internet will soon be over. Huh. Soon be over. He was making reference to the fact that corporate media websites cannot continue to survive under the current failing business model. The establishment media is dying and advertising revenue has plummeted as people turn to blogs and the alternative media for their news in an environment of corporate lies and spin. And that's why the Senate is talking about, oh, you know, we got too big to fail. We got to save the media. Let's make them nonprofit institutes. That's a good idea. Or let's make them tax-free. Let's do that. These things are already really propaganda entities for the government. So why would we further empower them by making them tax-free institutions? It's ludicrous. Let them fail. They're not too big to fail. Goodbye, Boston Globe. See you later, New York Times. Maybe you shouldn't have lied to us all these years with a happy little smile and just denigrated us when we tried to tell people, hey, these guys are bringing in global government. Hey, these guys are the ones that really carried out 9/11. Hey, they want to give you a vaccine with live viruses in it. That's what they're doing. And we use the mainstream media to explain this because right and hidden in plain view, it's always reported on. But the generally dumbed down public's just like, I don't care that Baxter's got avian flu, two different kinds in the vaccine. You see, Jason, this is swine flu, man. It's totally different. There's a big difference between, well, actually, sir, the swine flu is two types of swine flu, one type of avian. I don't want, Jason, I want to roll up my sleeve and be safe, man. What are you doing? Meanwhile, the World Health Organization just continues to fearmonger. Folks, this is the headline right here. Who? Are you ready for this? World Health Organization. Up to 2 billion people might get swine flu. Let me say it again. Up to 2 billion people might get swine flu. And I don't know if they have the Associated Press YouTube clip ready yet. It's about a 45-second clip of this one woman. We have one death in the entire country. Remember, the young boy who died wasn't even a U.S. citizen. He had all sorts of problems. He was a premature baby, all sorts of respiratory illnesses, and he died 2 weeks ago. Up till then, he was the hype. Because remember, until this weekend, they hadn't found any pigs with swine flu. And magically, they found some in Canada, but none in Mexico. It makes absolutely no sense. So the World Health Organization said Thursday that up to 2 billion people could be infected by swine flu if the current outbreak turns into a pandemic. And remember, even CNN had to admit, and here's that article, when a pandemic isn't a pandemic, they had to change the language. Let me repeat that. They had to change the language. Let me give you that example. Until Monday morning, the WHO had a definition on its website saying that a pandemic flu causes enormous numbers of death and illness. After a CNN reporter pointed this out, WHO spokeswoman Natalie Bedeau called back to say the definition was an error and had been pulled from the WHO website. It was a mistake, and we apologize for the confusion. There's no mistakes here. They are desperate to try to say, oh, we're in level 6, mandatory vaccinations for all, Executive 13375. You got to take it. Otherwise, it's a $250,000 fine and a year in a prison. You don't want to be a terrorist, do you? We wouldn't want to have to forcibly inoculate you. We love you. Just take the shot. Up to 2 billion. Do you understand what 2 billion means? That means 1 in 3 people dead in the world. 1 out of every 3, see ya, gone, out, nixed. Do you know how asinine that sounds? We don't have anybody dead. We got one person, and this person's immune system was not up to snuff either. I want to play the small clip, and we're going to come back. Let's do it.
4-year-old school teacher from a Texas border town has been confirmed as the second death in the United States of a person with swine flu. Judy Trunnell had recently given birth to a healthy baby boy. She'd been hospitalized since April 19th, and Texas health officials have stopped short of saying that the flu caused the woman's death.
The person did have underlying chronic health conditions, so there are extenuating factors there as well.
Classes at Trunnell's school have been canceled until Monday, but officials aren't concerned that students or the woman's co-workers will contract the virus.
There's really nothing to be done at this time. Again, we're past 2 incubation periods. If a person didn't contact the influenza already, then they really don't have anything to worry about.
Meanwhile, Mexicans across the border are slowly returning to normal life. Stores and restaurants are officially allowed to reopen today after a 5-day nationwide shutdown due to the flu outbreak. Officials credit the move with slowing the spread of the virus. More than 24 swine flu deaths have been confirmed in Mexico. Shirley Smith, The Associated Press.
Confirmed in Mexico. You notice how that language worked, by the way? This woman, second person, no, she's the first U.S. citizen. And then they said, oh, wait a minute, she really didn't die of the swine flu. She had all these problems beforehand. Notice that. They said, we'll stop short of saying she actually died from the swine flu, but headlines everywhere, second death from swine flu. Swine flu death rate doubles in U.S. I mean, come on. Come on. It really didn't double because there was 0 to 1. So you can't double 0. 0 plus 0 equals 0.0. You can't double a 0, folks. It's basic mathematics, okay? So what are we doing? And it doesn't stop there. They're WHO, 2 billion will die. We have to change the definition of a pandemic. And this one out of here, decision on flu vaccine looms. The Obama administration is weeks away from a critical decision on whether to trigger mass production of swine flu vaccine. Folks, they've already pulled the trigger on this. They have to decide. No, they want to fearmonger to death. In fact, one of the other headlines that we cover today on the Alex Jones Show, well, the swine flu might disappear this summer. It might walk away, but by winter, it's back full force, baby. Double the power. And then UPI comes out with a story saying, oh, it could mix with the HIV and we'll have airborne HIV and we're all going to go down. Meanwhile, people are so dumbed down, they believe a Twitter story that the swine flu has morphed into some zombification virus like you see in 28 Weeks Later or Resident Evil. That's how dumbed down we are, over Twitter no less. Yes, that's where I get my news, Twitter. I like to tweet. I'm very glad I don't have a Twitter account. Unfortunately, the way things are going, it looks like I will have to get a Twitter account, so will InfoWars, and we'll have to take part in that Johnny nonsense. But I'll assure you this, we're never going to put out any fake stories about zombies taking over. I promise, we won't do that. Idiots do that. Idiots follow that. All right, I promised I'd go to your calls this hour, and I'm going to do just that. Let's go to Stefan in Quebec. Stefan, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I just wanted to thank you for Loose Change. It woke me up, and I discovered Alex afterwards. Also, I wanted to ask you about the CDRs. It seems they were created in 1969. So, you're talking about New World Order currency. So, if you could just...
Wait, are you talking about the SDRs, the Special Drawing Rights Units? SDRs were not created for IMF. In other words, the IMF was not able to print up an SDR unit, which is a global currency unit, until after the G20, although it was discussed before the G20, what essentially happened was the IMF and the Federal Reserve merged. Now, a loan from the IMF is much different from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve usually used the world reserve currency, which is the dollar. That is no longer going to be the world reserve currency. It still is right now, but they're slowly pulling away from that. And the SDR, see, they say SDRs now, so that they take away the units. An SDR unit is this global currency. It's basically a number because it doesn't have a face. It doesn't have a coin. Okay. But it is the global currency that is world regulated. It's a consolidation of power by the banks. The SDR unit was really born out of the G20. It may have been talked about before, but it is full force here and it is much different from what they were doing even a year ago. They would never have dared announce that they're having a world currency. But the thing is that the Obama administration just sat there and lied and lied and lied. Geithner, Bernanke, all those guys in front of Congress, oh, we're not going to do a world currency. We don't need to look into a world currency. He gets asked about it. Obama does. In a speech, he's like, oh, we're not going to have to go there. And then the next week, the G20 just openly announces that the IMF is going to help with these loans. They're going to create special drawing rights units and use them. And now they've given away trillions around the world. In fact, Mexico was just forced to take a $47 billion loan of these SDR units because of the swine flu. Yes. I thank you for the call, Stefan. Let's go to Freeburger in Virginia. Freeburger, you're on the line.
Am I still on?
You are.
Mr. Burmes, what's up, man?
What's up?
Yeah, you're going to have a long next day, I guess, right?
Yes, I got a couple of long days ahead of me. I'm not going to lie. I took a little nappy nap from about 6:30 on Rob's couch and woke up about half an hour before the show. So I'm really just gearing up. Hey, the news don't stop, my friend, and somebody's got to report the truth. So we're just going to keep it up. We're going to come back to Freeburger on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Folks, we are back. We're talking Cyberbullying Act, Cybersecurity Act. We got Bannister coming up in about 35 minutes. We're going to go back to Freeburger, Jamie, Bobby, Kyle, and more in a moment. But I want to take this opportunity to thank one of our great sponsors. I plugged him earlier today, but it's AlexJonesRingtones.net. That's AlexJonesRingtones.net. And what better way to wake up your friends, family, and those around you by having an Alex Jones rant as your ringtone? You know, he talks about politically relevant issues. All of a sudden that starts going off. People are like, hey, what's that? They think it's a show. Oh, no, no, it's my ringtone. You never heard of Alex Jones? Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Obama deception, Road to Tyranny, martial law. It's a good conversation starter. It's a way to use technology to empower instead of enslave. It's rather cheap. You know, these ringtones are only a couple or a few bucks. And it's very easy. AlexJonesRingtones.net. Go check it out. And there is a big link over at Infowars.com if you can't find it. All right, Freeburger, what's on your mind?
Mr. Vermes.
Yes, what's up, man?
Yeah, just hope you get some sleep. I hope there's like a bed there or something like that for you.
I got like half a couch here. That did it for me.
You and Alex are an awesome tag team. Infowarriors, by the way. Y'all rock. And I appreciate you when you subbed back in January. That was really awesome, too.
Oh, thank you, man.
I also want to start out by saying the market is not speculative. It's timed, and this is quoted from a website called EnterpriseCorruption.com. He's a guy who predicts. He predicted the September 15th and the October 5th market move by date. You know, that was pretty cool. And he's alluding to this World Congress on Disaster and Emergency Medicine Convention in Canada, which is May 12th through the 15th. Not sure if it has any significance, but...
No, that's I have not heard about that. May 12th to the 15th, this is a world, this is a globalist gathering, and it's about this swine flu epidemic?
You know, it's about, I guess it's about disease control. I don't know if it's CDC related, I'm not sure, but, you know, thought I'd toss that in there.
Yeah, no, why don't you tell me what the title is again so we can check it out?
His website is EnterpriseCorruption.com. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the Riddler.
Okay, Enterprise Corruption. But what is this specifically called on May 12th?
Oh, this world, the website is WCDEM2009.org.
WCDEM2009.org. We'll definitely go check that out. That is interesting.
Real quick, man. I'm sorry. I'm going to see the G.I. Joe movie this summer.
Oh, I'm going to. You know, I'm glad you brought up G.I. Joe. That's excellent.
Last time I called, we talked about Shipwreck and...
Yes, so that one mind control, that was the island one. People are posting older episodes of G.I. Joe all over my MySpace, and they're really interesting. I haven't really talked about it.
Yeah, but there I need to review those. But, yeah, man, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, and you're so relatable because you said you're almost 30.
Yeah, no, I'll be 30 this summer, believe it or not. Oh, my God.
So thank you for your time, man.
You got it. So let's talk a little bit about G.I. Joe. Thank you for the call, Freeburger. So this person sends me this one link where Cobra Commander, and that's a... Yo, I think that's a Todd McFarlane G.I. Joe cover. I'm not sure, but it looks like his style. It might not be. It might be that other dude who did Gen X, which was this other cartoon. Anyway, they're chasing Cobra through what seems to be New York City in the airplanes, and then all of a sudden you see these two towers, dead ringer for the World Trade Center. The plane is flying directly towards the World Trade Center. All of a sudden, it opens up. Cobra Commander goes into the World Trade Center. He flies into the World Trade Center. The thing flies up. It's a little base. The Joes almost hit the World Trade Center, but they zoom out. Moments later, both towers start exploding and imploding. Now, here's where it's different. Whereas, you know, it just on 9/11, you had the two towers come down. This one implodes into a space station, a rocket ship. One side is like the holder and the other one is where the thing is going to launch off. Interesting, right? Even more interesting is an episode where Cobra Commander Russia has to join forces against aliens. The U.S., the G.I. Joes, and the Russians, they have to team up because the aliens are coming, and they're coming from the planet Sirius. Let's say that again. They're coming from the planet Sirius, and anybody who's listened to this program or seen the America's Secret Beginning series or knows the significance of Sirius, that'll raise red flags. Turns out there is no alien invasion. It's just a false flag for Cobra to try to take over. There's yet another episode of G.I. Joe where it's revealed that Cobra is actually a worshiper of Set. That's right, he's a worshiper of Set in the temple. Oh, Set worship, eh? And that's where he derives all of his power from. So is there predictive programming in G.I. Joe? More than likely, am I going to pay for a ticket and see Dennis Quaid kick some bottom? Probably also. I'm just as brainwashed as the next guy, you know? Like I said, knowing is half the battle, and that's why I'm exposing it here on the Info Warrior. We'll go to Jamie, Bobby, Kyle, and more on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
You see, they always beta test on the populace. They always use the populace as a means to an end. They don't care about you. They want you to fight in wars. They want you to take the vaccines. They want you to eat the GMO food. They want you to be a dumbed down slave. They want you to take this cyberbullying act. Because again, America has really been, you know, just, we're soft, folks. We're really, really soft. We're getting rid of dodgeball. We're saying we can't hurt anybody's feelings. No feelings can be hurt. We might kill someone on the internet. Section 2, subsection 6, 60% of mental health professionals who responded to the survey of internet mental health issues report having treated at least one patient with problematic internet experiences in the previous 5 years. Problematic internet experiences. It's called life. Everything doesn't go your way, big boy. Throw on the big boy pants and be a man. Wipe away the tears and stop crying. 54%. Oh no. I mean, they need to be treated with internet problems. 54% of these clients were 18 years of age or younger. Okay, so they're under 18. Listen, just because you're under 18 doesn't make you an invalid. It doesn't make you less of a human being. It just makes you a young person. Okay? This cyberbullying act is so outlandish. We need to just stop it where it lies. It's HR 1966, and let people know this is not acceptable in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to take a couple calls, and then we're going to play a news clip of the young girl, the 17-year-old girl who was arrested for cursing at a 911 officer. Oh no. She cursed at her lordship over the phone? Oh my. Throw her in the brig. How dare she use foul language? You know what? Let's not even bother throwing her in the brig. Let's just like flog her to death and then maybe we'll guillotine her. We'll do it in the town square and we'll all, come on. You arrest a girl who's trying to save a life over 911 because she's excited and uses a curse word. Folks, that really intertwines. Did we play that Scientology clip ever yesterday? Did we ever get to play it? Remember that? We didn't play it, did we? We're going to play that too in this segment. These people walk up and try to protest the Scientologists. Nope, you can't walk on a sidewalk. Get out of here. Arrested. It really just, it shows the thug boot mentality of these people. Hopefully they'll be able to pull that one up as well. But we'll go to that 17-year-old clip after a couple calls. Let's go to Jamie in Texas. Jamie, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. How you doing?
Good, man.
From my family to yours, we appreciate what you and Alex are doing. And,
well, thank you, man.
I have a real quick thing. I know there's a lot of calls, but my mom went to a church today on the National Prayer Day.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little thing from 12 to 1. She said that it was a really good service. They were up to date on a lot of bills being passed, like the hate crime bill.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stuff and everything. And after the service, my mom confronted the pastor there,
mm-hmm.
and she asked him if he heard about the Obama deception. He said no. And so she asked him if he would like a copy, and he said yes, so he took a copy.
Mm-hmm.
After that, she got into him on the FEMA camps, asked him if he had about the FEMA camps.
Mm-hmm.
He said no. And she said, well, it's FEMA camps are to detain U.S. citizens and whatever. And right then, when she said that, his whole demeanor changed.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't even, you know, listen to anything else. He just walked away. Didn't say nothing. He just walked away.
Sounds like your pastor may be a part of the clergy response team and on the Federale payroll.
Yeah, she, you know, just to make it short, she, as they were walking out, you know, he's greeting them by, you know, and thank you for coming and whatnot. And she, as she was approaching him, he turned away and ignored her. And so she patted him on the back and said, thank you for having me, and she walked out.
Well, hopefully he checks this out, and let's hope he's not a member of the clergy response team. But we have to be responsible adults, act like adults, not children, and find out for sure. I applaud your mother. Give me an update. See what he says about the movie and see what he says about the clergy response team documents that we can readily get him. I thank you for the call, Jamie. Let's go to Bobby in Tennessee. Bobby, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason, what's up, man? For one, I don't know how aware you are. I was in San Francisco not too long ago, and the Obama deception happened to be on public access there. I didn't know if y'all knew how much of I've actually seen it a couple times on public access in different cities, so that's exactly how I woke up, actually. I was in the hospital in San Francisco visiting my mom and saw it, so that's definitely a good thing. And
so wait a minute, you're telling me you're new to this, and just within the past month or so, you were lying down in a hospital bed? And you saw the Obama deception?
No, it was my mom. I was visiting my mom in the hospital and just flipping through the channels in San Francisco, visiting her, and Obama deception pops up on public access. It was maybe 2 months ago or so, and that's how I got introduced to all this. And, you know, it's one of those things where I think that, you know, I was always very open-minded and knew what was going on, but people get so turned off just because they think, oh, well, you know, the people in Washington are just so, you know, nasty and dirty that people don't realize to the extent of what's going on. But the other point I wanted to make was that I've noticed, this is on a lighter note, I've noticed you and Alex having a sense of humor where people need to look up Bill Hicks. I know you know who Bill Hicks is, and, you know, early 90s, you know, comedian who, you know, made a lot of great points on.
Well, if you don't know, man, Bill Hicks' manager, Kevin Booth, was Alex Jones' best man at his wedding. You know, Kevin Booth went, yeah, of course, Kevin Booth went on to do American Drugware, of course, but he was actually the editor on a couple of Alex's projects, including American Dictators. And if you watch a really old school video out there, The Best of Alex Jones, you can actually see him in a suit, you know, with Alex Jones at his wedding. Yeah, we're fans of Bill Hicks here for sure.
No, man, Bill Hicks, and, you know, people definitely need to go check him out just because, you know, he's great, great comedy, and he hits on a lot of good points. It's even more relevant today, you know, in 2009 than it was in the early 90s. So it's, you know, it's really incredible. But I'll let you get to your other people. Just people need to check him out and just know that. And I also have been getting 50 packs of DVDs, Burning the Obama Deception, Loose Change, and going to, down to Beale Street in Memphis and passing them out and stuff. And I've turned several of my good friends on to, you know, the movement and went to the tea parties. And so, you know, trying to hold it down here in Memphis and let people know what's going on. And, you know, people who will open their mind to it, you know, the truth is a hard thing to escape from. And when people hear the truth, you know, if they're one of the people, you know, you can meet the best person in the world, but, you know, people just have to have that on-off switch that goes, and you can meet the best people, and sometimes they just don't get it, but you get as many people as you can that get it.
Yeah, that doesn't mean to stop trying, and I'm loving what you're doing. You're a true info warrior, Bobby. Thank you very much for the call. All right, I want to jump to this clip of this 17-year-old girl, and then we're going to go back to your calls. Remember, we got Joe Bannister coming up in the second hour, and then the third hour, we're just going to blitz through news and take your calls. So let's hit it right now, guys.
In the downriver city of Lincoln Park, every year, people dial 911 more than 14,000 times. And let's make it clear right up front, those emergency calls are generally very well handled. But that doesn't make what happened to Adrian Ledesma any less shocking.
I was really scared because, you know, it's my dad, and he fell. It was not supposed to fall like that.
His fall was so frightening because he was just 3 weeks out of the hospital where he underwent brain surgery, and suddenly he's on the kitchen floor, unconscious and shaking with a severe seizure.
I was scared. Like, I don't know, I was freaking out.
So this 17-year-old grabbed her phone and dialed 911. She says she got no quick answers, so hung up and called again. Now, you know those emergency calls are recorded, but did you know the recording starts even before the call is answered? So you can hear her near panic when again she can't get an immediate answer, blurting out the F word just as the call is picked up.
911.
I need an ambulance. Drive Hartwood.
But the Lincoln Park cop who takes the call admonishes her and only makes her more frantic.
Well, okay, first of all, you don't need to swear over 911.
Okay.
And slow down.
Ambulance.
You haven't had a chance to tell him how serious this is, right? Mm-hmm. And he's already hung up the phone.
Well, I thought my dad was going to die. I was really scared.
So you called back.
911.
Are you going to give me an ambulance?
Are you going to swear again, you stupid?
Are we
going to
have a problem?
No, you're not going to
have a problem. You lose your job.
Your dad's still on the floor.
Well, I'm thinking he's seriously hurt because he's still having a seizure, and it's a really long seizure. And I'm thinking that I want to, you know, complain about this guy because he shouldn't be hanging up on me.
So she calls back a third time.
911.
I just want to know what's your name because you're getting sued.
Good.
What is it?
Good. Good for you because you're a buffoon.
After wasting more than 6 minutes, the cop finally called the rescue squad.
There it is. I kept getting a 911 call from this filthy mouth girl that wanted a rescue. I never found out what it was, and I was never able to transfer it over to you.
And that's the same story he told on the police radio when he dispatched a squad car to the house.
I kept getting 911 calls from this girl, hostile girl, requesting a rescue. No idea what it's for. I couldn't get through her comments.
Meanwhile, Adrian left her older brother to tend to her dad and rushed a few blocks here to police headquarters to demand help and file a complaint. By now, she was even more agitated, more profane, and louder when the cop greeted her with this.
Are you the girl with the foul mouth? And I said, yes. And then he came out from the back and then put me in the back room and then arrested me.
That's right. She was cuffed and cited for disorderly conduct and abusing 911, a charge that doesn't even exist. So, who is this officer who so badly mishandled such an important job? He's Sergeant Robert McFarland, a 20-year veteran of the department, and a man who did his best to avoid public accountability for what he did here.
Sergeant,
get out of here.
Help us understand.
Get out of here.
What were you thinking?
No comment.
What were you thinking, sir? You put a life in danger, you put the taxpayers at risk.
The officer, who makes at least $62,000 a year, has publicly said not a word at all about his conduct that day, while his boss has not ducked responsibility. Lincoln Park's chief of police, Tom Carnes, not only agreed to be interviewed, he was refreshingly candid and made no excuses.
It's not the station's finest moment, I'll tell you that.
The chief frankly admits, my guy screwed up on this. But still, he says he just can't explain why it happened.
He never once asked her, what's wrong? Are you in an emergency situation? Do you need an ambulance? Is somebody dying?
No, he did not.
It's not, how can he... Obviously, something happened there. Something that is totally out of his
character. Yeah, something happened. You have
a
power-hungry cop who's crazy.
Sergeant McFarland's record shows several commendations as a Lincoln Park officer. He's repeatedly received positive performance evaluations and not a single disciplinary action against him ever before.
Anybody who, like, finds their dad like that's going to be panicking, you know? So I think they're trained to know that people are going to be freaking out when they call. I wouldn't feel bad if he got suspended. Maybe fired.
Is it 30-day suspension? Would that be enough? I think it may be something where he will lose time over, and he will have training.
No, he needs to be fired.
He'll have his job. Yes.
Oh my God! Yeah, he'll have his job. Did you hear what just happened there? The girl calls up. She doesn't even. He says he's not even on the line. She drops an F-bomb. God forbid. You know, words can hurt. Oh no! Again, we are so soft here. I'd use another word, but I can't. It's not an F-bomb, but I'd use another word. There is no reason this girl had to call three times asking for an ambulance to be hung up on, by this power-hungry cop, and then arrested when she physically ran to the police station. Think about that. Your father, mother, brother, sister starts having a seizure. You ever seen someone have a seizure? I've seen it happen. It's pretty scary. It's not, you know, happy times, rainbows, and lollipops, guys. It is like, oh my God, someone's eyes are in the back of their head. Their body's shaking. You don't know what's going to happen. You're like, is this person dying? Are they having a heart attack? Oh my God, what am I going to do? She did the right thing. She calls 911, and they just spit in her face. It's just like, don't you know? You address me with respect. You don't drop F-bombs. She didn't even call him a name. They need to sue them. That guy needs to be fired. And we got to let them know that is not acceptable. I'm glad that at least the chief got on there and at least granted the interview. But that other punk, I don't care if you've got 20 years, buddy. This is a human life. This is real. Well, I'm fired up over that. Let's go to a couple more callers. Let's go to Kyle in Washington. Kyle, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Yeah, you know that was ridiculous. That had to happen. You know, that cop, regardless of what she said, an ambulance should have gotten to that house the minute that phone rang the first time.
He should have never hung up on her. Can you believe he hung up on her three different times? She didn't hang up the phone. My God.
Nothing else. He should be sued and lose his job. You know what? People disagree with that. I'm not apologizing. Whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He should be sued and lose his job and looking for a job like so many people are right now, including me.
Mm-hmm. But, what else you got for me, Kyle?
Yeah, I just wanted really quick this cyberbullying thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just another spit in the face of the Constitution, freedom of speech. You say something like 9/11 was an inside job. You say that, you know, you give your movies as references, you know, to look into it. And then someone, you know, reports your IP address, and then, you know, you're screwed.
Yeah, you're absolutely. You know, Xbox Live went after some of these 9/11 was an inside job tagger names and all that other stuff. My tag name, not that I'm ever on Xbox Live, like, can't even remember the last time I powered on my Xbox 360, but it's Jason Justice 911. Oh, God forbid, you 911 Justice, you might be a domestic terrorist. We better check this DHS document. And they just really canceled people's accounts. We did that report, I want to say, last summer that started to happen. But like I said, they're trying to totally and completely take over the internet. They want to save the mainstream media outlets while going after the alternative media. They know they're in trouble. They know they can't get away with this forever, especially with an open internet, Kyle.
Yeah, they don't want the truth out. They just want to give you your American Idol, your Hell's Kitchen. That's what they want to give you.
Yeah, Dancing with the Stars. That's very important. Steve-O and his drug addiction on MTV. That's very, very important. We got to help the drug addicts.
It's just sick. It makes you want to go outside and just scream.
Yeah, no, and sometimes I do just go out and scream. Give it that tribal, you know, ah! I thank you for the call, Kyle. We're going to take Eric, Rick, and others on the other side. We got Joe Bannister coming up. Remember, Joe Bannister in America, Freedom to Fascism, former IRS agent. I really want to get his take on these MIAC reports, these DHS documents. That should be a really interesting conversation. I also want to show these out-of-control cops at this Scientology protest. Not much of a protest. They don't get very far. Oh, no, they're wearing a V for Vendetta mask. That's not legal. You can't wear masks anymore. Excuse me? What's going on here? I'll tell you what's going down. The Iron Fist is hammering down on the U.S. populace. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow, wow, wow. Streets on fire. The mob goes wow. 21 guns, 5 feet of pine. Let up on the government sealed and signed. Deliver Federal Express on your mother's doorsteps. 21 guns, 5 feet of pine.
You know, I want to say thank you. to the guys over at MotorhomeDiaries.com. It's basically these three filmmakers, younger guys. They're going across the country in a Winnebago. They called us up today. They were looking for an interview with Alex. Of course, Alex is out of the studio. I did the interview with them. But I checked out their stuff. It's pretty entertaining. It's a pro-freedom movement, pro-patriot movement, if you will, and they're in search of freedom. You know, I always like to support real projects out there by real people. So go check it out, MotorhomeDiaries.com. Obviously, my interview is not going to be posted there today, but maybe in the next couple days it'll be there and you get a feel for who these guys are. I obviously didn't agree with everything that they had to say, but I am glad that they're out there making an effort to really be the media. And I've been saying that the most powerful tool, really, you know, isn't even our mouths, isn't even our Second Amendment. It's the newest weapon. It's the camera. And they fear that camera so much because that camera's rolling. And it picks it all up. In fact, I was going to go to these callers, but I'm just going to hold them over. Eric, Rick, Artem, and Ed. Perhaps we'll take calls during Joe Bannister. I want to play this V for Vendetta Scientology clip. We got it, Paul? All right, hit it up.
Where we could stand before they jumped me.
We will call him 44, a Middle Tennessee college student who doesn't want his name out there, not after what happened at Nashville's new Church of Scientology on 8th Avenue. 44 is in a group called Anonymous. They protest Scientology events. Look what happens on April 25th as they walk up 8th Avenue looking for a place to set up their protest.
Go! Stop!
As we start turning around, I feel something, you know, grab me. Then all I remember is I'm on the ground, you know, and I've got like three people powered on top of me. Luckily, we had cameras rolling. But basically, I got tackled from behind while I was trying to leave.
44 was given a citation for aggravated trespassing, for refusing to leave an event and wearing a mask for intimidation. But 44 says it was the three off-duty Spring Hill security guards who assaulted him on public property, 400 yards from church property on the other side of the street.
If you just watched the video, I think it's pretty clear cut. We just basically turn around and then they tackle me. You know, they give me no chance to leave my own.
The Church of Scientology said they told security these are dangerous people.
This group has made threats against us. They made bomb threats and death threats.
Oh,
so we
God.
Had to take it seriously, so we hired some professional security that day.
You need to go and take your ass that way. I don't care where you go.
And we just trusted what, you know, trusted their judgment.
So, what does the Spring Hill Police Department have to say? Assistant Chief John Roberts told me it looked like the protesters were looking for trouble and found it, that the officers didn't do anything wrong, that if they did, he'd be the first to point it out, and also that the videotape does not tell the whole story.
We've got a lot no, it tells the whole story, I assure you. It tells the entire story. They didn't even get up to the church, and they were arrested. That's what the story is. Didn't do anything wrong. They arrested them for nothing. They're jackboots. They're authority out of control. Do you understand? This is the new America. No freedom of speech. No protests. No right to your own person and property. Goodbye, Fourth Amendment. It's clear cut. This guy didn't even get near them, and he's going to get thrown on the ground and arrested and charged with Johnny Nonsense? Making up charges, just like they did on that girl who called 911. Oh, no, she said the F word. She's bad. Joe Bannister coming up after the break. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slaying test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get snitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barbed curtain, nor the craters beneath the draped flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
And we are back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. Before we go to our guest this evening, Joe Bannister, I want to thank one of the sponsors we have here, makes this show possible. It's SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. You can get things like the new silver solution there. You take a little shot of this. It's right there in the upper right-hand corner. There's a banner over at Infowars.com. It promotes a healthy immune system. It's like a booster. And you can get other great products over at SupernaturalSilver.com, like this silver solution gel. You can put it on your wounds. It's a disinfectant. It lasts for up to 4 hours. And then you can use it again. SupernaturalSilver.com. All right. I want to shift gears now. And we've been trying to get Joe Bannister on for quite some time. We had him scheduled earlier in the month. And then Alex had this big story. We had to push him back. It's my honor to bring you former IRS agent Joe Bannister. How are you, Joe?
You're doing
good, man. Good. You know, I really want to get into these latest DHS documents. We haven't really been able to talk to you about the MIAC report yet. But before we do that, why don't you give people a background on who you are and, you know, your situation?
Okay. Well, I'm in my mid-40s or going towards 50, 46 years old. Born and raised in San Jose, California, currently reside in Carson City, Nevada. And I graduated from college back in 1986, and I spent 4 or 5 years in the private sector and decided that it was kind of a boring life, the private sector, and decided to pursue a career in law enforcement. So I applied to the FBI and the IRS back in the early 90s, and I was more preferring the FBI because, you know, the FBI is the agency where they make really cool TV shows about them, and the IRS, no, they don't make any TV shows about the IRS. nobody likes the IRS. So anyway, my heart was kind of set on the FBI, but due to a hiring freeze with the Department of Justice, I just couldn't actually get sent to Quantico, Virginia. But, you know, I had passed all the gauntlet of evaluations that they put people through. Anyway, while I was waiting for the FBI hiring freeze to end, the IRS Criminal Investigation Division called me and asked me if I'd be interested in a special agent position with that agency. And while I was waiting for the FBI, I was looking into the IRS a little bit more, and I found that they did money laundering investigations and joint investigations with the DEA and the FBI. And so I thought, well, maybe this wouldn't be such a bad job after all. So I went ahead and accepted the position in November of 1993. And then 1994, I spent in training for a few months. And so basically, throughout 1994, 1995, and 1996, was an IRS special agent, and they do very similar work to what an FBI agent would do or a Secret Service agent, but their domain or jurisdiction is much more limited, deals with income tax, taxation, federal taxation, and money laundering. So,
now, on the next side, I want to talk about, you know, your relationship with the IRS. Obviously, you're an agent there for a few years. You come across some information, and you just simply ask the IRS a few simple questions, and then all of a sudden, things change in rapid fashion. And, of course, Joe is featured in America Freedom to Fascism, which, according to the MIAC report, is a terrorist document, and we shouldn't be handing it out to people, and you must be anti-Semitic if you're passing out Aaron Russo's film. We got Joe Bannister on the other side. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp and duct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Reen Case's Asiax Tea, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
What happens if your own government is using more force and more coercion on its own citizens for the purpose of achieving its political ends? Is that government engaged in terrorism?
American people expect us to protect them and protect their civil liberties. I'm going to do that.
What is being sold to the American people today as Americanism, if you peel off the label, you find so much similarity to what we were fighting against when we were fighting communism and Nazism and fascism.
The government's now putting a national ID card together.
We will be carrying our papers, and they have recommended there be checkpoints throughout the country. Some type of a physical proof, such as fingerprints or retinal prints, have to be on it.
Desires of the people really have no consequence. They go out and they vote. Doesn't make any difference which candidate they elect.
Mr. Curtis, are there programs that can be used to secretly fix elections?
Yes.
This is absolutely Orwellian. I mean, it's talking about Big Brother looking over your shoulder at absolutely everything you do.
There is no
constitutional basis for a tax on the wages of Americans living and working in the 50 states of the Union. Period. End of argument.
If Americans just learned that the IRS was actually knowingly deceiving them, that would be enough for them to rise up and put a stop to it.
You caught me unprepared.
I'll come back.
Well, no, I don't want to do that.
There had to be a law, right?
Where is the law? Show me the law.
Why is the Supreme Court decision a silly argument?
Aaron, I think we're finished.
They think it's the law to have all the guns. You know, it's an authoritarian approach.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The latest technology for identifying people when they make purchases is actually the implantable chip that you can actually embed directly into human flesh.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? You will rule on that, mark my words.
A chip in everybody would be the universal monetary system par excellence. Because there'd be no escape from it.
Americans have been taught to expect their salvation from government instead of recognizing government as the most dangerous threat they'll face in their lives.
It is the greatest hoax ever perpetrated by government against the working men and women of America.
It's organized crime. All you do is you call the Republicans the Genoveses and you call the Democrats the Gambinos.
All right, folks, we are back at CNN Warrior with Jason Burmison. We're going to reconnect with Joe Bannister in just a moment. But, of course, that is the extremist and terrorist recruitment tool that DHS is so scared of, America Freedom to Fascism, one of those viral videos out there that is just excellent. And it's really in my top 10 of Patriot videos. Joe Bannister is great. And, I mean, again, this is a guy who went in, you know, to try to do good in the world. He wanted to be an FBI agent. He becomes an IRS agent. You're an IRS agent, Joe, for a few years, and then what happens?
Well, about 3 years, and I was listening to a talk radio show, a lady named D.V. Kidd, if you've ever heard or spoken to D.V. Mm-hmm. She was making these claims about the federal income tax that the vast majority of Americans were not required to pay it, at least when you went and looked at the actual laws that were passed by Congress. And so when I heard her say this, I thought that that was wackiness, but she said it on a talk show hosted by a guy who was always pretty truthful. Mm-hmm. You know, it'd be kind of like somebody listening to Alex or yourself for a while and saying, well, wow, these guys always come up with the truth time and time again. And then you say something new that they're not, you know, never heard of before, and they think, well, how could this be? So anyway, I looked into what she said, and the thing is that because the tax laws are so complex, and I was working 50-hour work weeks at the IRS and, you know, a soccer coach and all the duties of a father and husband, it took me about 2 years to really exhaustively look into these claims that D.V. Kidd made about the income tax being a scam. Mm-hmm. And after that two-year period, I really had to come to the conclusion, grudgingly, that she was right, that the IRS was lying to people, violating their rights, stealing their property, and without the lawful authority to do so. And so I had to think to myself, okay, what am I going to do now? And I knew that my parents didn't raise me to steal from people or to help others steal from people. And so I decided to confront my supervisors at the IRS and say, look, I've gone to bat for this agency and for the income tax. I've spent 2 years exhaustively researching this and, you know, validating these claims by these so-called tax protesters, and it looks to me like, you know, they're largely correct. So we need to do something about this. You know, I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution, and I have a duty, both a legal and moral duty, to speak up about this and get some answers. And I said that if, you know, you can't give me any answers, I'm going to have to resign because I can't serve two masters. And their response to me was that they would not respond to any of my concerns, and they'd provide me with the paperwork necessary to tender my resignation.
So immediately you question authority and they ask for your resignation.
Yeah, I mean, it took about 2 days for it to go up the chain of command and for it to come back down the chain of command to figure out, well, what are we going to do with this guy? And so I got called into my chief's office about 2 days after I submitted my report and my letter, and their answer was no answer. You know, they sent me a little memo. It was about two paragraphs long, and it said you will be immediately placed on administrative leave and for a week, and we will not be responding to any of your questions. So they didn't fire me, but they immediately sent me home, took my firearm, and sent me home for a week. And so about halfway through that week, I realized that, you know, I have earned a pretty good reputation here at the IRS over the last 5.5 years, and if I stick around, they're gonna destroy it. Mm-hmm. And if I have a destroyed reputation, I'm not going to be credible to anyone. So I decided the best course of action was to resign.
And then on top of that, you know, you basically don't go along with the IRS afterwards, and, you know, you made national media, it's in America, freedom to fascism, and the news media starts to jump on you and say, oh, do you feel like you got away with something? And you immediately strike back, I haven't gotten away with anything. There is no law.
Well, right. It's kind of interesting how the media attention worked, because I, just for, you know, how things worked out, there aren't that many IRS agents or former IRS agents who will, you know, take the time to look into this information, let alone come to the conclusions that I came to. So whenever they were hunting around for, you know, a talking head to take the other side, they'd choose me. And that one particular broadcast with Congressman Ron Paul that appeared in the movie was just like a last minute thing where somebody called me up and said, hey, can you come down to the studio in San Jose in 45 minutes? And, you know, they strap on the earpiece and boom, you're on the air. And I certainly wasn't prepared for this question from Maria Bartiromo. Well, you know, how have you been getting away with not paying your taxes all these years? And I got kind of upset, you know, at the tone of that question.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, answered it kind of what came to mind, which was, I'm not hiding from anyone. I'm not trying to get away with anything. I'm trying to get some answers regarding this federal income tax that, you know, stinks to high heaven. And no one seems to want to give me any answers.
All right, let's fast forward now to, you know, a couple months ago, this MIAC report comes out. And it's all about, oh, these crazies who believe in a new world order, they're not allowed to talk about it, people talking about RFID chips, people talking about the North American Union, they're all anti-Semitic, they're neo-Nazis. And then in the back, they show what some of the materials are, the subversive materials, and right next to the Turner Diaries is the movie you're featured in, America, Freedom to Fascism, again, trying to go after people who know that the 16th Amendment was never properly ratified, who know there isn't a law in the books, and try to make us out to be some kind of a neo-Nazi group. How did you feel about that?
It seemed to me to be kind of par for the course. I mean, I haven't been, you know, in this movement for decades, but it's been over 10 years. And I definitely see a pattern where they have this broad brush that they pull out and, you know, try to paint everybody with it so that they can alienate the largest group of uninformed Americans that they can. You know, if there's the Jewish population or the Democrat population or the non-white population, if they can convince them that people like us are nasty, knuckle-dragging mountain dwellers, then they're not going to listen to us. They're not even going to give us 5 minutes of their time. And that's the thing that the powers that be are most concerned about, is if you give them 5 minutes of your time and they actually listen, you're going to sell them, because it's the truth. You know, what you're doing, Jason, every day is telling the truth. And that's the thing that the government, the powers that be, are worried about, is they don't want people to even listen. So if they can make people hate you and think that there's something wrong with you, they won't listen to you. And that's their number one goal.
Well, absolutely. And even beyond that, with these DHS documents, they're really broadening the term of terrorism and blurring the line between that and extremism. And I don't know if you've seen this latest DHS document that we've been talking about this week, but right in the crosshairs, let me just read you some of them. Patriot movement, people who believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, the alternative media, people who, you know, put out the truth, basically, the definition is just mind-boggling, a term used to describe various information sources that provide a forum for interpretations of events and issues that differ radically from those presented in mass media products and outlets. So in other words, if we don't go along with what the corporate media and corporate government tell us, we're an extremist. We're terrorists, Joe.
That's right. And I think, you know, you and Alex have both pointed out, when you look back at history, you see that they continue to use the same game plan. to demonize people like us. And actually, the IRS has been quite expert at using that same tactic with the so-called, the tax protest community. The IRS had a term called illegal tax protester. Sounds like the music's coming. Maybe I should
start. Yep. Well, you know, tax resistance movement is in this latest document. Groups or individuals who vehemently believe taxes violate their constitutional rights, which it does. Among the beliefs are that the wages are not income, that paying income taxes is voluntary, and that the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which allowed Congress to levy taxes on income, was not properly ratified. We'll be back after this with Joe Bannister. It's the Info Warrior, PrisonPlanet.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why. Woo-hoo, we're all gonna die.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. Our guest is Joe Bannister, and we're going over this latest DHS document. Of course, the tax resistance movement is demonized in this as well. But before we do that, Joe, how can people support you?
Well, my website, ever since I left the IRS, has been freedomabovefortune.com. I also have josephbannister.com, and I'm from the Nonconformist Bannisters, so we only have one N in our last name. So that's one way people can get a hold of me. I work with Tom Cryer with Truth Attack also, truthattack.org. But Freedom Above Fortune and josephbannister.com be the best way for people to get in touch with me. I have an email list, so people like to get on the email list to get the latest news on what's happening in my various battles and, get news on what's happening in the tax movement. Feel free to join the email list.
All right, so let's go over this again. Now you tell me whether this is a true or false statement. Let's see. Again, this is you. Tax resistance movement. Groups or individuals who vehemently believe taxes violate their constitutional rights. Among the beliefs are that wages are not income and paying income taxes is voluntary. Is that true or false?
Well, the thing is that even as it says in America Freedom to Fascism, the Internal Revenue Regulations actually use the word voluntary. Mm-hmm. And then the Internal Revenue Manual, which is kind of the Bible that the IRS uses internally, uses the word voluntary over and over and over and over again. And the fact of the matter is, if indeed the law doesn't require most Americans, it doesn't mandate most Americans to pay the income tax, then indirectly it would make it voluntary, right? I mean, if you're doing something you're not required to do, you're volunteering. In fact, there's a video that's out on YouTube where Senator Harry Reid refers to the tax as voluntary over and over and over again. So, I mean, you can take Senator Reid's word for it. Google Senator Reid, and it's R-E-I-D, voluntary income tax, and look at how he squirms when somebody tries to pinpoint him on why he keeps calling the income tax voluntary. As far as constitutional rights, the income tax and all the federal taxes are absolutely constitutional as written. The problem is that they're not constitutionally being administered. In other words, if the IRS was following its own rule book, if it was following the Internal Revenue Code, then it wouldn't be breaking the law. But it is not following the Internal Revenue Code, and it is enforcing and administering the income tax far beyond what the laws, what the statutes and regulations allow. So it's an unconstitutional application of the income tax laws, not so much that the laws themselves are unconstitutional.
You know, we're going to play that Harry Reid clip in the next segment, but I want to go to the second half of this tax resistance movement in this DHS document. Members have been known to advocate or engage in criminal activity and plot acts of violence and terrorism in an attempt to advance their extremist goals. Now, do you know of any case when anybody has been charged with terrorism in the anti-tax movement or plotted it?
I can't think of a single example. I will tell you, though, that they, the IRS, as I was mentioning before the last break, they had a term called illegal tax protester, and they used that term for decades, probably not long after World War II when the income tax became to be real prevalent. And in 1998, they were actually forbidden to use that term. They had to strike it from all of their literature, from their very mouths. They could not utter the term illegal tax protester. And so now they use words like tax denier and tax defier and try to dance around the term itself. They also have a term called PDT, which stands for Potentially Dangerous Taxpayer. And believe it or not, I am, in my individual master file transcript, I am designated as a PDT. And the thing is that the criteria for being designated as a PDT has to involve some kinds of violence, a threat of violence or actual violence. And I've never done such a thing in my life. I've never been violent in any manner. But the IRS does plenty of violence to people.
No, and that's why they're putting, you know, these words into the definitions. They're violent. They're going to commit crimes. They're plotting terror. None of these things are true, folks. And we're going to go over that on the other side with Joe Bannister. Play that Harry Reid clip and take your calls. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell him you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through. But it's the rebel arm. Godspeed with devil's charm. The ship made gets switch blades in every arm. And this way we ex-nay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just
a lifetime to do it in. We are back. It's the InfoWars with Jason Burmes. We have Joe Bannister with us, and we're going to play this clip of Harry Reid talking about the income tax being voluntary. We're going to come back to Joe, and then we're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Eric, Rick, Artem, and more. It's the Info Warrior. Hit it, guys.
The government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others. How will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your
phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite to the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh, if you don't want to pay your taxes, you don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. The fact of the matter is that if when you pay your taxes, you see, in many other countries, it's not voluntary. For example, in many countries, the government makes sure that your employer takes out every penny. In many countries, don't file income tax returns.
We have withholding here too, don't we?
Pardon me?
Withholding?
With some programs, yes. But I'm talking about in some countries, European countries as an example, there you don't file an income tax return. There is no need to, because your employer takes all the money out. That's the difference between a voluntary and an involuntary
but
system. You can't cheat and not pay your taxes.
Right.
But I don't accept your phraseology that you forcibly take money from somebody else and give it to you know, that's the way it is. On any program,
can the taxpayer
highway program is the same. We take money. We forcibly take money in your phraseology
but
from
can,
people and
let me
build
ask
highways
you this question.
With it. Put people in the army.
Can the taxpayer decide not to pay his taxes if he wants?
He can not pay his taxes.
What will happen?
He's subject to civil and criminal penalties.
They'll put him in jail. They use force against him. He pays. Everybody pays taxes under threat of jail or fine, under threat of force. In other words, you are forced to pay your taxes. Whether you fill out your form voluntarily or whether it's withheld by your employer, you don't have a choice on whether you can pay taxes that are going to be used for welfare programs. You can't make that choice.
Well, but the reason our system is called a voluntary tax system, and I recognize, you know, that ultimately you can't cheat in your taxes, but we have many provisions in the law they don't have in most countries. We have deductibility for home, interest on mortgage payment. They don't have that in most countries. We have deductibility for certain excessive expenses as it relates to health, doctors, hospitals. We have all kinds of tax. Some people call them loopholes, but others would call them incentives for people to do business. And that's why you're not forced to pay certain tax. There are ways. If you decide to buy a home,
you can decide not to pay taxes in the United States.
I mean, I really don't understand what you're trying to get at. The point of the matter
because
is
because you objected to my phraseology. You say that the government isn't forcefully taking money from some people to provide welfare benefits to others, and in fact, that's what it's doing. Because all taxation is forceful; it's backed up by physical force. If you don't pay your taxes, the government will intervene with you forcefully. So you don't have a choice. It's not voluntary. You can't decide not to pay and not suffer a consequence. If you don't pay, you'll go to jail.
Well, you're forced to pay. You don't go to jail. Some people go to jail. There are all kinds of civil penalties. If you don't pay your tax, you pay interest and you pay penalties. The fact of the matter is our system is a voluntary system.
Miss Lee is trying to skirt around the issue and, you know, say it's a voluntary system, but say, well, you do have to pay them. I mean, what is your take on that clip, Joe?
It cracks me up every time I hear it. I mean, I just think it's hilarious that here, like you say, in the DHS report where they're just animated about people saying that the system is voluntary, hopefully the first person they're going to go after is Senator Reid, because he's the one that keeps calling it voluntary. And, you know, in my experience, as I say, I spent 2 years before I even resigned from the IRS looking at their own literature, looking at their own manuals. And, I mean, the word voluntary is everywhere. And the reason that it's everywhere, in my opinion, is because they know that they are violating people's rights, not the rank-and-file agents, but in terms of the policymakers and the, you know, the people that run the IRS. They know that it has to be a voluntary system to maintain its constitutionality. There are people that they make pay the tax who aren't required to pay it. And one of the ways that they get people to do that, as Senator Reid pointed out, is through deductions. If you don't file a tax return and put down your home mortgage interest deduction or your business deduction, the IRS will run with your gross, and they'll tax you on your gross. And, of course, who wants to pay a tax on, you know, the $80,000 that they made when they can deduct $30,000 of their home mortgage interest and pay tax on $50,000?
So there are these incentives that cause people to need to file a tax return just to lower the, you know, the tax that the IRS is going to come after them for. And I think this is why, you know, Senator Reid got caught in this, in being tongue-tied, because he's trying to explain something that's kind of beyond explanation, or beyond justification anyway.
Yeah, and he wants to skirt around the issue that the IRS will use force against you if you don't voluntarily give up your taxes, and this has been exerted against yourself, correct?
Right. I mean, I was prosecuted back in November 2004 is when I was indicted. And actually, speaking of the violence part, when I was arrested, the prosecutor attempted to convince the judge that I was this dangerous guy because I had firearms training and, you know, I was going to be violent and I wouldn't want to go to prison, you know, because everybody would beat me up and kill me. So I was going to be this terrible flight risk. And the judge just looked at the guy like he was a nut because there was no evidence that I had any violence in my past. And just because I knew how to use a firearm didn't make me violent. But it's pretty typical for the IRS to demonize, whether they actually come out and attack someone like they did me, or just the public in general. So what you see with the DHS and the larger, you know, all the vaccination stuff, the flu scares, it's all about keeping people chasing their tails and demonizing groups of people and, you know, an us versus them mentality that they want to cultivate.
Absolutely. The website is freedomabovefortune.com. Let's go to a couple calls. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Joe?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
I'm great, man. Well, this isn't, I didn't call in to talk to Joe, so can I say two things?
Sure, you got it.
All right. The first is, I was on the phone with the a lady from the IRS last year, and she told me, oh, well, I see you didn't file your 2004 tax return. And I said, yeah, I did. And she said, well, I don't see it. And I said, well, okay, well, what happens? Am I going to get in trouble? And she goes, no, if we owe you any money, you're not going to get it if you don't file it within 3 years. So I don't own a house. I, you know, I rent. I pretty much don't work, you know, on the books that much. So I don't think they're really going to come after me. But mm-hmm. if you're a business owner or you have a house or some property for them to come steal, they will come after you. It's just a warning to everybody out there.
Well, let me get Joe's take on that. When does the IRS generally go after somebody?
Well, Eric's pretty much right on. I mean, if the IRS, you know, with our big brotherish society that we have today, the IRS can even use public record searches, much like, you know, people can use. And they know, they can get a pretty good idea of what kind of assets you have. And if you're somebody that has stuff that's easy for them to take, like a home or a big bank account or retirement account, they're going to pay very close attention to you. If you're someone like Eric describes, where, you know, maybe most of your withholding covered your tax or they can't search and really find any assets for you, you're going to go down to the bottom of the pile. So they do prioritize based on how much you have to lose and how much they have that they can steal.
What else you got for me, Eric?
All right. I just wanted to comment. Joe, are you familiar with 42 U.S. Title Code Section 666?
Seems like I've heard of that because of the 666. Remind me.
Well, all right. Basically, what happened was is I was a month and a half late on my child support, and they seized my bank account, and I got a letter in the mail, and it said it was Title 42 Section 666. And that basically what it said, if you owe child support or any financial institution, they can seize your bank account. Now, that's Mark of the Beast stuff right there.
Yeah, so the IRS takes care of the seizure, but they do it through Title 42?
Section 666. Now, the other thing I wanted to call about was, I heard Alex talk about YouTube today and how he always runs into people who were woken up to his show on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2006, before I knew any of this stuff, I was investigating 9/11 myself, and I was typing it into YouTube, and that's when I came across 9/11 Road to Tyranny
mm-hmm.
By Alex Jones. And I got to be honest, I was pretty scared after watching that. So I mean,
you know what? That one was the movie that really woke me up to the bigger picture. I was looking into 9/11. I had come across, you know, just regular news feeds, papers. I hadn't even heard of Alex Jones yet. I was probably 2 months into my investigation in 2002. And I come across this 71 megabyte real player file on a file share network where, you know, the quality was horrible. The audio was off. And still, me and my roommate are sitting there watching this with our jaws dropping. And I remember immediately after that film, I'm like, I need to prove this wrong. And I started going into, you know, what he said about Oklahoma City, the 93 World Trade Center bombing, of course, 9/11. And I was able to easily verify 90%+ of that. And what was really scary to me was Section 802 of the Patriot Act that literally said you didn't have to commit a crime. You just had to think about committing a crime and you could be a potential terrorist. And now they've really come full circle with all these DHS documents, the MIAC report, the Fusion Center documents, the new drills they're going to be running this summer, NLE 09. It is off the charts. And unfortunately, Alex Jones is correct. And that's why I'm sitting here tonight. I thank you for the call, Eric. Let's jump to Rick in New York. Rick, you're on the air.
Yes, sir, Jason. You get around New York, I'll have a bite of coffee. I'll even buy breakfast.
All right. Hey, well, the next time I'm there, I'll get at you.
As I look here, this morning, 7:26 this morning on C-SPAN. I've been on about 20 times, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I got on C-SPAN, Washington Journal. We were talking about questions about the economy. I said that the whole country's being run like a Bernie Madoff scam. And I said there's no difference between Republican and Democrats. It's a bunch of shows for a New World Order agenda, which is really Luciferian, with the people like Brzezinski, Kissinger, Rockefeller, and the Bilderbergs. Then I said you could watch the Obama Deception on Infowars.com with Alex Jones. And then I was the one that questioned Yuri Dadush from the World Bank. And then they said World Bank leader loses it. And I was on C-SPAN in the morning. And then I hear the Alex show, and the one guy calls, you got to hear this guy from New York. And he played the whole clip back again. That worked out pretty good.
Well, it shows you that, you know, individuals can have an effect, and it's easy to have an effect if you're willing to call into a Rush Limbaugh or a C-SPAN or a Hannity and really just get your information out in a couple of minutes. You can reach thousands of people and then put that on the web and in turn reach tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and even millions. And that's why we now have this new Cybersecurity Act trying to be passed by Jay Rockefeller. And this one right here in front of me, H.R. 1966, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act. And I thank you for the call, Rick. Have you seen this yet, Joe, the Cyberbullying Prevention Act?
I did through you guys. You turned me on to it.
Yeah, I mean, it is absolute insanity. I mean, we have become, I'm using the term soft, because our society is just so willing to say, okay, we need to pass laws so we don't hurt people's feelings. And the internet hurts a lot of young people's feelings, so maybe we should regulate it or get rid of it altogether. I mean, this is absolute insanity, and it allows them a venue to say, that's why we need to get rid of the Alex Jones channel. And, you know, Rupert Murdoch's out there saying, you know, the internet's not going to exist the same way in a few years. And right now, the Senate is discussing how they're going to save the newspapers. Why does the Senate have to save the newspapers, Joe?
Well, I think this is a part of a larger issue, and that is this is something I've kind of formulated over the years, that, you know, when the government, the Senate, the House, the administrations that come and go with the presidency, when they recognize how much they can tax people and how much they can abuse us collectively and how little we fight back, it's just like, come on, you know, they're gonna lay it on deeper and thicker and bigger and worse, because they say, well, look at what they put up with before. And I think that's
agree.
What's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they push us a little bit and we just go back, and then they push us again and we keep going back. When are we going to stand our ground? When are we going to step up to the plate and say, hey, you're not going to push me around anymore? But if we do that, we might be violent terrorists. I mean, from sovereign citizen movements to tax resistance movements to, violent anti-war extremism, you know, because again, anti-war activists are terrorists. I mean, they use such broad language in this, and the only people that they don't seem to go after in this latest DHS document, and it says right here, this product provides definitions for key terms that phrases are often appear in the DHS analysis that address the nature and scope of the threat of domestic non-Islamic extremism poses to the United States. So they are admitting this isn't for Al-Qaeda, this is for you, the American citizen. And everybody is so mesmerized by thinking, oh, the DHS set up to protect us from Al-Qaeda and the evil terrorists. And that's not why it was set up. And that's why it kind of disgusts me when Representative King gets on Lou Dobbs' show and says, oh, this must be a rogue element. This is the third DHS document that has become public in less than 6 weeks saying the same exact thing. This is obviously a concerted effort and anything but rogue, Joe.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I was listening. I think that was when you and Alex was on today, when you had King, that clip from King.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like having the same thoughts that you were. It's like he's acting like, oh, you know, this is terrible to have this aberration going on, you know. Or, well, DHS wasn't formed for this purpose. It's like, yes, it was, dude. It was formed exactly for the purpose that this memo leaked out is showing.
And the only reason we know is because it leaked out. And the only reason they retracted it because it leaked out. This is a document from the end of March. So this was a live document for over a month. And they act like, oh, we never authorized this document. But when you go down and you read the warning, it says, hey, this is unclassified, but it's for official use only. And it may be exempt from public release even under Freedom of Information Act requests. We don't want this in the hands of media or, you know, individuals outside of law enforcement. So, of course, this is a document that they approved.
Exactly. And I know I'm so happy that you guys are beating the drum every day to show people, the American people, that DHS and TSA and all these things are there to hammer on us. They're not there to hammer. I mean, they may catch a few, you know, Middle Eastern terrorists or whatever, but the same as the money laundering laws with the income tax or the financial laws. Those are to snare the American people, not the occasional drug dealer, I can assure you.
I'm with you, Joe. Final segment with Joe Bannister after this. The website is freedomabovefortune.com. This is the Info Warrior, and we're going to be going over National Level Exercise 09 with Joe in the next segment. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code iodine at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
Folks, we are back. It's the final segment with Joe Bannister. Before we go back to him, I want to give a big shout out to Rob and his son, Mo. He's my producer, and his very cute son is on the outskirts eating a Wendy's Frosty. Big ups to Wendy's and their delicious GMO poison. I'm sure it's full of high fructose corn syrup, but hey, we got to spoil them sometimes. And, you know, Rob really, he does a great job booking all my guests. He helps me out with the news. Oh, we got a little reflection action. You can't see his face because of the lights, but I can assure you he's here. Now, Joe, I want to get your take on this NLE 09 exercise that's coming up. Now, this exercise is the first of its kind. It's going to, quote-unquote, prevent terrorism. DHS, of course, is going to be involved. But what's really alarming to me is that this is a FEMA exercise. It's to prevent terrorism. It's going to be using all local, federal, and even tribal governments, as well as the private sector. Oh, yeah, and the United Kingdom's going to take part in it, so is Canada, Australia, and Mexico. What's your take on this drill?
It scares me to death. I mean, it just goes to show you how this is a sprint to the finish line. I mean, they are just pulling out all the stops to integrate and coordinate and make this a federalized, Sovietized country. And so this is evidence of that. And I just I'd encourage your listeners to get out there and educate as many law enforcement people as they can. Your listeners must either have a relative who's in law enforcement or a cousin of a cousin, or a coworker or something, and get the word out to them, get the Obama deception and get the information to them ahead of this July date. And then that way when they see this stuff going on or they actually participate in it, they'll be able to do it with their eyes wide open. But it is scary. I mean, to think it's coming here in the middle of the summer, I'm just amazed at how quickly they're advancing this agenda.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great point. They are advancing this agenda at a huge pace. And what's really interesting about this is that they're going to use these fusion centers during the drill. And these fusion centers are, of course, a product of DHS. And they're saying, well, the terrorist attack occurs in another country. And then there might be some terrorist attacks here because we don't know what the outcome of this drill is going to be. We're not having a predetermined drill. We're going to have these multiple terrorist attacks possibly going off. And what this is going to be an excuse for is a mass spying drill on the American people, if not a quarantine drill, if not a live terror exercise. We can only hope that they won't try to pull off a false flag. I don't think they would do one with such a public exercise, especially one that we reported on. But when you look at 9/11, in the summer before 9/11, they're running all sorts of drills, including Amalgam Virgo, which Bin Laden was on the cover. They hijack an airplane out of Alaska and they ram it into the Capitol building, all with a red and blue team scenario. And then you fast forward to the morning of 9/11, and you have things like Operation Jackal Cave going on. You have Northern Vigilance, Northern Guardian, Apollo Guardian, all these different drills, including the one at the NRO conducted by the CIA at 8:45 in the morning of a plane hitting a building. So I think that we really have to let the American public know that these drills are really a cover for another type of program.
Well, maybe what you guys could do is, it's not short notice, but I mean, get all the listeners to get out there with InfoWar signs, whether it's on cardboard or something fancy, and get out on the street corners and, you know, are they going to shut down the First Amendment during these drills? Because get people out there, and as the tanks roll by, you know, at least you have your InfoWars placards and signs and flyers, and use it as an opportunity to educate even more people.
And on top of that, I think people should arm themselves with their greatest weapon, and that's your camera. Let's film this. Let's put this on YouTube. Let's give them another reason to shut down the internet. I thank you so much for joining us, Joe. The website is freedomabovefortune.com. We're going to be back after this taking your calls. We're also going to go to this Max Kaiser clip where he tells it like it is about the economy. This is the Info Warrior. I've got a little blog. It's called theinfowarrior.com, and you can see me live right now at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
WorldNet Daily has picked up our GPS story. Census GPS tagging your home's front door. That's right. It's not a Johnny nonsense. It's not something that we're making up. It's not something that the callers were paranoid about 3 weeks ago when they began calling saying, hey, I've got this Census Bureau person outside of my door and they're GPSing my house. They're GPSing everybody's house. According to an online Yahoo program, the Global Positioning System coordinates for the White House, probably one of the best-known publicly owned buildings in the world, are 38.895590 latitude and -77.035971 longitude. And since you know that, it's no big deal for the White House to know the coordinates of your front door. Is it? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, according to Big Brother. Some people think it is and are upset over the army of some 140,000 workers hired in part with a $700 million taxpayer-funded contract to collect GPS readings for every front door in the nation. Let me say it again. Every front door in the nation. You are not going to be living off the grid that much longer. They are going to find your house. You know, we had a caller in yesterday. He has an 800-foot driveway. Quite frankly, in New York, so do I. And, you know, this bureau worker was very polite to him, but she basically said, hey, if I don't do it, someone else is going to do it when you're gone. Within 40 feet of every home, it's GPS town, USA. It doesn't matter. It's under the guise of the census. Bow down and love your government. And then on top of that, there's all these different surveys where they're trying to profile you. I mean, if you have a Price Chopper swipe card or an HEB card, you've already been profiled. They see what you eat. They see what you buy. They put it into a database. I'm sorry. That's reality. We're in the real world. It gets more and more like Minority Report every day.
every day. And this program is heavy on the technology. We'll tell you about Joey Chaos and AI. We'll show you the videos. We'll tell you about Zeno, soon to be your child's best friend, a 3-foot AI doll that looks like something out of Dragon Ball Z.
Mommy, Papa, can I go play with Zeno?
And I'm getting a head shake from Jaron. Apparently he wants Zeno more than the little child that I was just impersonating. We're going to go to your calls. Let's go to Artem in Montreal. Artem, you're on the air.
Hi, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. Can you hear me?
You got it. Yes.
So I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. I'm just, well, right now I'm burning some end games and Obama deceptions, and I'm having trouble figuring out how you can fight the New World Order in places that have been, quote-unquote, sold on socialism. I believe that the notion of socialism that we have is, in fact, a New World Order creation, because, as Alex Jones pointed out, it doesn't really exist in the utopian sense. It's always a tyranny. It's always a control grid. There's no way around it. But the problem is that you can only argue things that are sort of on the edge of the general consensus. Like, if the consensus has been sealed, then people just won't take you seriously if you argue about those things and argue for a free market.
Well, I would say this. It's kind of tough because we don't really have a modern movie, at least out of InfoWars and whatnot. I don't know of any alternative movies out there that just deal with socialism as one issue. Alex Jones's Police State series deals with it in part, but it's really not that updated. It's from the late 90s, early 2000. So, you know, that is a project I'd like to see somebody else take on, because it is difficult to get around socialism. Artem, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Ed, Pat, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis, back after these messages.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
I'm a one-man revolution. The time is nigh. The day is dark. There's only one solution. 'Cause I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man. I'm a one-man revolution. Sacrifice and neon lights. Slave ships don't wait. Love many, trust few, and don't be late.
We are back. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmis. And, you know, I was thinking about it, Artem, and really I can't recommend a great film, but if you can get somebody to read Corporatism by Jeffrey Grupp, The Secret Government of the New World Order, we carry it over at InfoWars.com. It does talk about corporatism and communism and socialism, and it's an excellent read, and I encourage people to go get that right now. If you've got somebody who will read a book, who will take a look at this information, I think that this could be the tool you're looking for until someone takes on a project of that magnitude. All right, let's jump to another caller, and then later in the segment, we're going to play this Max Kaiser clip where, again, he tells it like it is about the economy. Let's go to Ed in Pennsylvania. Ed, you're on the air.
Hey, yeah, we have to come up, all the great info warriors out there, we have to come up with a way to harass the next Bilderberg meeting in Greece. It was rile up the Greek people, the people in Europe. Somehow, we have so many good people out here that can get something going.
I don't know. I know it's being reported that it's going to be in Greece, and that very well may be the case. When is it supposed to take place in Greece? The date?
In a month. It's in a month or two. They Googled it on Earth. And it's like right next to the ocean, the Aegean there. It's beautiful, it's a beautiful spot. And they just had all these big riots in Greece. And Europe's like America. It's only a couple of states away. If we can fire up some people, I don't know how, but,
Well, let's hope it's really there. You were at Chantilly? Well, they've put out a lot of disinfo in the past, and I think they even put out disinfo right before the Chantilly, Virginia one and said it was going to be somewhere else. So I'm not 100% certain it's actually going to be in Greece. I don't know if it's not going to be in Greece, but I absolutely agree with you as we need to get people down there. I'm sure that, if Jim Tucker is still alive and breathing, which he is at this point, he's going to be down there and he's going to be giving special reports into InfoWars, but all you European listeners, all you foreign listeners out there who maybe have friends inside of Greece, let's get the information out. Let's show them the list from the American Friends of Bilderberg from last year and show the 140 plus people they showed, and then give them the clip of the Obama deception where we go over, oh yeah, by the way, Obama and Hillary went there, just before they were crowned king and queen of the land. Anything else, Ed?
Yeah, well, we shook them up because we were like 40 yards away from their main conference center. Now it's just bullhorn. We shook them up. But if they had like thousands of Europe, like the Greeks there, just like, because that's a place, birthplace of democracy and freedom, Mm-hmm. If they had thousands of people there, just storm, go, get around that motel and shake them up,
I agree. We know. That's a great point. And let's exercise our freedom of speech and, put the fear of God into these people, even if they don't believe in our God. And, the people who listen to this show, the majority of you, let's be honest, you're Christians, and the majority of the people that go to the Bilderberg group, well, they're Luciferians. And, that's just the facts. And maybe we should let them know that we know what they are, who they are, and what they're about. And we're going to be covering the Bilderberg here. We haven't really made any plans on who's going to go out there. If anybody, we know Jim Tucker will be there. But we encourage all the info warriors out there to take action against this tyrannical global government group that admittedly brought us the euro. Let's say it again. They admittedly brought us the euro. You see, Napoleon was right when he said the truth can come out, but just in time. You can't say it right away. So, 15 years, later, they'll say, yeah, we created the euro. Go Bilderberg. And it's no big deal. It's just a one blurb in one newspaper. And, shows like this one have to harp on it. And then you call into mainline media and they're like, the Bilderberg group sounds like somebody's wearing a designer tinfoil hat. All right, let's go to Pat in Ohio. Pat, you're on the air. Yes, sir. We got Pat?
Yeah, yes. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, good. I was wondering, what sources can I use to convince my friends and even some family members that our taxes do not operate the country? Because they're saying that it has to, our income taxes have to do that in order to...
America Freedom to Fascism is your best tool. Listen, I promote that movie because it is excellent, it's very consumable, and it explains what your taxes go towards, especially the federal income tax. It shows you that actually 95% of the programs out there are paid by your property taxes, your state taxes, and that the majority, the vast majority of this federal income tax just goes to paying off interest on the debt. America Freedom to Fascism is available all over the internet for free. You can simply send somebody a link, or you can purchase it and, you know, make copies, hand them out. Sit your family down, you know, at the next holiday, have them come over to your house, put it on in the background. If you haven't seen America Freedom to Fascism, it is the end-all, be-all tool to explain not only the Federal Reserve System, but the illegal activities of the IRS and, you know, what the 16th Amendment and the federal income tax is really all about.
And the military, does it, what supports, you're saying that the state taxes support the military?
Yeah, again, look into it. All, listen, the majority of everything is outside of the federal income tax. Just like Alex said on the Tom Hartman show, it's literally 30-to-1 payout. Think about your taxes being 1/30th of what they are today. That's what really goes into any kind of program. The rest is to pay off the illegal private Federal Reserve, America Freedom to Fascism. Please go check it out if you haven't checked it out yet. I'm telling you, it is an eye-opener for anybody. You can't walk away from that film without your jaw on the floor if you don't know about these issues. I thank you for the call. All right, do we got time for that Max Kaiser clip? How long is it? What do we got, about 4 minutes? It's 6 minutes? All right, we'll hold it over until the 30 after break, and we'll just continue to take calls. It's 866-582-9933. Let's go to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you're on the line.
Hey, what's up, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, but, you know, just a tip. You better watch your tone, man. I mean, I'm taking offense to some of the things you're saying. You know, you might get hauled away with this the Gestapo around here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I'm part of the alternative. Let's go through this DHS document and see what they could probably get me for. Let's see, above ground. I'm pretty above ground. I'm pretty public in what I do. I've been in mainstream media, so definite terrorist there. Alternative media, part of that. You know, a terrorist there. Anarchist extremism, I'm not into anarchy at all. And there's a couple anarchists around the office in the IT department, and I heavily debate them. So I guess I'm off the list there. I'm not big on the animal rights. I love me some steakhouses. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big-time carnivore. I think that we shouldn't be wasting our time with animal rights when there's so much disgusting things going on in individual human rights and freedoms in this country alone. So I guess they can't get me there. Anti-abortion extremism. You know, although I wouldn't have an abortion myself, I do think that people should have the right to choose. I'm not going to impose my will on anybody else. So maybe they won't hit me up on that one. So far out of this, what do we got? We got 1, 2. Okay, so 2 times a terrorist. Anti-immigration extremism. I'm definitely there. I really don't believe that illegal aliens should have the same rights as American citizens. Call me kooky. That's 3. Anti-technology extremism. That must be me because I'm reporting on the big dog. You know, I'm reporting on the cyberfish. I'm reporting on the penguins that are robotic. I'm reporting on, you know, all this new age AI that's around there, and God forbid I do that, so that's 4. Okay, I'm 4 times a terrorist. I'm not a part of any Aryan prison gangs or the Black Bloc or Black Nationalism or Black Power groups, but that's probably because I'm a white guy. Like, if I wasn't a white guy, who knows, maybe I would be Black Power. I mean, obviously, the civil rights movement is something I can get behind wholeheartedly, and even the Black Panther movement wasn't as bad as they made it out to be. COINTELPRO got in there and really eviscerated what that was all about. I'm not a black separatist. I don't think I'm part of the Christian identity. Cuban independence extremism is not me. But here we are, decentralized terrorist movement. I might fit the definition there. That's 5 times a terrorist. Denial of service attack. You could even say that maybe I am part of that, but I don't know. I think that's maybe kind of outside of my realm. Let's see what direct action is. Lawful or unlawful acts of civil disobedience. See, lawful acts of civil disobedience? I mean, that's... Okay, there's 6. I have been civilly disobedient. 6 times a terrorist in this document. Environmental extremism. I would say I'm probably environmental extremist because I'm exposing the global warming hoax. That's a real environmental extremism saying, hey, carbon dioxide isn't going to kill us. So I'm seven times a terrorist. Ethnic-based extremism, I'm not really part of any ethnic group, so I can't get down with that. Extremist group, they're definitely targeting me, eight times a terrorist. Green anarchism, I expose, you know, the false green movement, so maybe not there. Right now, only eight times a terrorist, but we're only at G, folks. The letters go to Z, okay? We're at eight times a terrorist. I'm on page five. Hacktivism, you know, using the internet, nine times a terrorist. I'm sure they would put me into a hate group, you know, even though I'm not a white supremacist or a racist. So we'll leave it at nine, you know. We'll leave it at nine for now. I'm not a Jewish extremist, so we're still at nine. Leaderless resistance, I do promote people to be their own leaders, be their own heroes, do their own things, start their own blogs, make their own films. I am 10 times a terrorist. The right loves to call me a left-wing extremist, even though I try to go beyond the false left paradigm. So I'm going to give myself one for left and right-wing extremism, because I'm accused on both sides. That's 12 times a terrorist. The next one is lone terrorist. I obviously fit that description. An individual motivated by extremist ideology to commit acts of criminal violence independent of any larger terrorist organization. Again, I've never committed a criminally violent or terrorist act in my life, but that's not what this is about. So I am now 13 times a terrorist. Mexican separatism, not into that. Militia movement. I am pro Second Amendment, so they would probably lump me into the militia movement. 14 times a terrorist. I am not a neo-Nazi as much as they would like to portray us as such, so still 14 times a terrorist. Oh, patriot movement. 15 times a terrorist. I believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. How dare I? Let's see, they could probably get me on primary targeting. 16. Radicalization. 17. Let's finish it up. Secondary targeting. 18, single-issue extremists, 19. Let's see, tax resistance, 20. Sovereign citizen movement, 21. Underground, I'm definitely underground in Somerset, 22. Anti-war, 23. I am 23 times a terrorist for this document. Isn't that lovely? We'll be back. I'm going to hold you over, Chris. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hazard Rid Total Protection Kits quickly complete any size job by applying a top-quality disinfectant, viricide, fungicide, mildew stat, and deodorizer in the form of an effective yet gentle fog. Our portable fogging device can conquer normal chores, plus provide unmatched protection for your family and workplace from viruses, bacteria, mold, and more. The Hazard Rid Kits' hospital-approved ingredients come in a highly concentrated form, and each kit can make up to 32 gallons of protection. Reduce labor cost, outstanding product savings, and professional quality performance all save you more than the cost of this kit. For a limited time, GCN listeners who order online will receive double the active ingredients, which means you get up to 64 gallons of product absolutely free. Save money on daily tasks and be truly prepared for those urgent situations. For a short tell-all video, go to HazardRid.com. That's H-A-Z-A-R-I-D, HazardRid.com. Or call 800-675-0323. That's 800-675-0323 and order today.
We at Life Change Tea would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu, but unfortunately the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change Tea help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear, Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We are back. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmis. And we're going to continue to do your calls. We're going to do the Max Kaiser thing on the other side. Let's go back to Chris in New Jersey. Chris, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
So, you know, obviously I'm 22 times a terrorist. What else you got for me?
Yes, as a self-proclaimed terrorist now, I do have a question for you, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
it seems like all I've been doing lately is just burning DVDs, handing them out. I mean, going to laundromats, grocery stores. You got a DVD player? Yeah, here, watch this. You know, and I include my card in there with my email. Tell them to email me any questions if they need more, you know, whatever I can do.
Mm-hmm.
My question to you is this. If there's one thing one can focus his energy, resources, time into, if we all got on that same page and did that one thing, be it hand out DVDs or whatever you could come up with, I mean, what would that one thing be that we could really just, you know, give a crack at it and just, you know, try and wake as many people up and try and rally up against this thing? I mean, what
well, I think, you know what, Campaign for Liberty is probably one of the best things out there that goes beyond what we do with the DVDs. I think the DVDs are really step one. In other words, you have to have an informed populace if you want to have a fighting chance against the tyranny that is upon us at this point. However, Campaign for Liberty really does take it a step further because it's encouraging people to run for local government. You know, we had State Senator Randy Brogdon on today for about 10 minutes out of Oklahoma. He's going to try to take it a step further. I mean, state senator, that's not too shabby. That's a pretty good position. You know what I'm saying? He wants to take it up another notch and go governor style. And this is a guy that brought the Oklahoma sovereignty bill and then a concurrent resolution into passing. It got vetoed by the governor, so he wants to take his job. So I think that we have to decide that we have to have the will to just not pass out DVDs on a weekend or for a day. Campaign for Liberty is a concerted effort to get people elected to government again that believe in less government, that believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And I think we have to have a mass awakening that the only way we're going to take back our communities is to start small with, you know, local mayors, city council spots, you know, bigger ones are congressmen, state senators, then maybe into governors. But we have to get into the government from the inside and change it from there. And in order to do so, it takes more than one person just joining Campaign for Liberty and saying, you know, I'm going to run for this. The other people that are in, you know, Campaign for Liberty that are in the surrounding areas are the ones that need to, you know, flyer the towns. They have to be making phone calls to people. They have to be setting up town hall meetings where they get the public involved. So I think that is the one big thing that's having a huge, huge effect outside of the internet, outside of the alternative media, outside of our DVDs, and that's why they were named in the MIAC report as well. Make sense?
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Now you got it, Chris. I mean, the bottom line is, if they're not going to do it, we're going to do it. And I've even pondered about running for governor of New York. I feel like, you know, I'd have to get a lot bigger in order to win that. But I'm pissed, man. You know, and what redress of grievances am I going to have if I'm outside of government? I mean, they're just going to label me a terrorist in these DHS documents and eventually round me up or just arrest me. God forbid I would call 911 in an emergency and use a foul word. Apparently, I'll be arrested. I mean, we live in such a bizarre time. I guess the saying is, may you live in interesting times. Well, we're living in them. We're living in times that I thought were unimaginable when I was younger. All right, let's go to Matt in Winnipeg. Matt, you're up. Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
Yep.
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to say a couple of things. First of all, I just caught the beginning of your show when you had that clip about that girl who tried calling the police for help.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just hearing that made me pretty upset because, I mean, just the gravity of the situation. And then the way he handled it was just...
Yeah, someone would be dying, and I'm going to hang up on you three times. And then you make the effort to run to the police station. Do I say I'm going to come help you, and oh, my God, what's the problem? No, you're under arrest.
Exactly. And, you know, and I was going to say, like, I just noticed that here in Winnipeg that it actually has been... It's not like it's overwhelming, but you notice now that they have more cameras being put up and more surveillance and a lot of banners saying that, you know, turn in illegal guns or report illegal guns, and now they offer like 2 times the reward.
And now they're offering you a new identification card that's going to allow you access to the United States, no problem. Just take the new Real ID Act card, the RFID card, the card with your biometrics. No big deal, Canadians. You'll be able to come to America very easily. I thank you for the call, Matt. We're going to come back on the other side with this Max Kaiser clip. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmis. You want to support us? Get the books and videos. Get Fabled Enemies. Get the Obama Deception. Make copies. Plaster the neighborhoods with them. You want to take it a step further? Run for office and win. Believe in yourself.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts, The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's S-H-E-N-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, Shentrition.com, or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
We are back. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmes. We're going to go to your calls, Mark, Nick, Jason, Jared, and more. But first, I want to play this Max Kaiser clip. There's an article up over at InfoWars.com. Paul Joseph Watson, Kurt Nemo doing a great job. They've got that End of the Internet Rupert Murdoch article up there. And now this. Let's play the clip, Jaron.
Known in the United States as Chapter 11, President Barack Obama said no jobs would be lost in the short term and that as expected, would enter into a partnership with the Italian car company Fiat. According to the White House, Chrysler was forced to take the decision after talks broke down with its lenders late on Wednesday night. Its proposals for restructuring the company were approved by its main banks, which hold 70% of its debt, but rejected by hedge funds that hold a sizable proportion of its remaining debt. A White House official said the hedge funds had failed to act in either their own economic interest or the national interest. Well, joining me now to discuss the implications for Chrysler and the rest of the U.S. car industry is Max Kaiser, who's an independent financial analyst and the founder of KarmaBank.com. Thanks very much for being on the program. What exactly is Chapter 11 bankruptcy?
Well, first of all, before we get to that, let's examine what you just said, which is a very revealing statement. You said that the bankruptcy was approved on some levels but rejected by the hedge funds in America. Now, why are the hedge funds dictating policy in America? They're complete speculative pools of capital, unregulated, without any oversight from any government agency at all. They're, in fact, rogue agents in the economy, and then they dictate the economy. Hedge funds, they become what I call the divine right of hedge funds. They consider themselves godlike. They obey no one. And here they are slamming all these workers, the Chrysler workers, and all the parts, of course, the companies that supply parts to Chrysler, and the entire auto industry is being completely rearranged by these marauding hedge funds. And what's really pathetic are the American workers. The American workers are pathetic. They don't do anything to defend themselves. They just roll over and take it. America has become a nation of whining crybabies. They refuse to stand up for themselves, and the workers should be given no respect whatsoever. Now, to answer your question, what is Chapter 11? It's a way for
did they
a
have no choice but to go for Chapter 11 once the hedge funds had decided not to play ball with Barack Obama's proposal?
Well, you know, the hedge funds are saying that they make more money with Chrysler dead than alive because the hedge funds made bets that Chrysler would collapse. And it's more valuable to them. They make more money if these bets pay off that Chrysler goes out of business. So they made a bet using credit default swaps that Chrysler goes out of business. They're using this global casino model. So they're really just speculating on the corpses. It's like the people back in a lot of the brokers who were working in the Twin Towers during the 9/11 incident were actually making bets against airlines exploding. So they were making bets on their own demise. Here, hedge funds are making bets against the demise of Chrysler workers. Yeah. So it's capitalism is now eating itself in America. It's swallowing itself. It's destroying itself because they're going after the last crumbs on the table as the American economy implodes.
Okay, to go back to the original question, what Chapter 11 protection?
It's the two major bankruptcy scenarios are Chapter 11 and Chapter 7. Chapter 11 allows for a workout to take place within with the company still operating on some basis. Let's say Chapter 7 is they shut the doors and it's all over. So Chapter 11 allows for a workout to take place. So they'll be, the lights will still be on, and they'll be working through these issues under Chapter 11.
And in the short term, Barack Obama says jobs will be saved. Is he right?
But these workers, jobs, and the workers aren't getting any representation at all. I mean, they're going to fire millions of workers in the entire auto industry. Chrysler, yeah, Ford, no, General Motors. You know, Chrysler has something called Chrysler Financial, which is their lending arm. They want to merge that with General Motors' lending arm. Again, that's great for the banks, but the workers get nothing. The workers are just being completely X'd out of the equation. What? It's not like France. It's not like France. In France, workers actually have representation. They can kidnap the boss in France, and they can get away with that. In America, if they try to kidnap the boss, they'd be gunned down by, you know, American Homeland Security. They have no ability to protest in America, the workers. Now, they're just cogs in a wheel. They're treated like complete mud.
Well, I could just switch to the direction a little bit. Part of this deal is that Fiat is going to get a 20% stake in Chrysler. What does Fiat bring to the table?
They bring the ability to offload a lot of debt on the international debt markets, basically. Behind the scenes, this is just a banking deal. I mean, Fiat, they have a dealership involvement. They want to save their dealership to some degree. But pretty much, you have to look at this purely from the banking perspective. And they've got banking relationships in Europe. And as you know, a lot of the money that came from the federal government to bail out Chrysler went mostly into the pockets of foreign banks. Fiat's connected to European banks. And so, it's great for the bankers, and it cannot be said that this does anything for the workers.
Fiat had its own problems with insolvency just a couple of years back, didn't it?
That's right. So, you know, again, you're putting together dying corporations in an attempt to make more fees, to extract just yet more banking fees. This is the key. These companies are very sick because they've been run into the ground. Now, as they're falling apart, there's an attempt to merge them and restructure them to get out that last fee. So the people who are doing these bailouts, supposedly, imagine they're like Dracula, and the sun's about to come up, and they haven't had their fix yet. And the Dracula is starving for blood. So they see Chrysler, so they go in there and extract that last bit of blood.
But in your opinion, the notion that Fiat could rescue Chrysler by providing this small car technology is completely illusory.
No, because it's a drowning person trying to save another drowning person. They're all drowning because there's no representation of the people who are doing the jobs. They refuse to stand up and get any kind of say in this process. They're allowing the bankers and the hedge funds to tell them what they should do. And the bankers and the hedge funds, their interest, it has nothing to do with the workers' interest. They want to eliminate the entire middle classes in America because they're in the way of the bankers. They want to return to a two-tier economy with elites and proles, and this is what they're going to. They want to get rid of the whole thing that happened in 1776. That was very inconvenient for the aristocrats in America.
Very briefly, how scary is this news for the rest of the car industry in the United States?
The car industry in the United States is being completely destroyed because of these hedge funds and bankers who see the workers. They see the workers as weak, so they're going to continue to destroy them. They're weak, and the savage capitalism, you see, as it's called here in the United States. As long as the workers refuse to stand up for themselves, you're going to have hedge funds continuing to take advantage of them and beat them.
At that point, Mike, I'm going to have to stop you. We've run out of time. But do join us again next week for another edition.
All right, folks, there you have it. Max Keiser telling it like it is one more time. The man is really amazing. He incorporates 9/11 truth into almost every interview I see because it's an important issue. He's talking just like I've been talking the past couple days. America is soft. You're right. The auto workers really don't deserve that much credit because they're not standing up for themselves. They're the last industry in this country that makes anything. and they're just going to take the rape fest ramrod, unfortunately. Max Kaiser, we're going to have to set him up and get him back on the program in the next coming weeks, because the man is spot on. He sees what's happening. He says it right there. They want a two-tier system. They want the proletariat, us, begging like the serfs they see us as, begging like the sheeple, like the insignificant masses that have to cow down to our lords, the elite, the rich, the powerful. It's disgusting. All right, let's go to Mark in Oregon. Mark, you're on the line.
Hey, good evening, Jason. How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Well, I tell you, Jason, you know, I was thinking earlier today that you may very well be the only person today and tomorrow that is doing 7 hours of live radio in the whole wide world. You might be the only one in the whole world.
That is a good possibility. God, I didn't even really think of that.
Yeah, you need to write this in to Guinness Book of World Records, maybe. See how
you know what? Well, you know what? They passed pandemic level 6. I'm going 24/7, 365 until I literally pass out or they drag me out. So maybe I will beat a record there.
Yeah, right. When they've still got the pandemic level at 5, I think that's still in effect, which is essentially 6. But even 5 is martial law. Mm-hmm. All it has to do is be implemented, but it brings in all the infrastructure up to an implementing level, an implementation level where you're ready to go at a word. You know, they had all that this past time. That struck me. It still does. And the pace of events these days kind of dictates that our power of attention is constantly changing with the events as they go on or as they're threatening or seem to be impending. And this, as large as it was, Jason, didn't you feel like martial law was imminent?
Well, you know what? The way they were hyping it up at first, they were saying, you know, 150 people had swine flu in Mexico and all these people were dying and they were saying it was coming to America and it was in 30 plus states and they were already at pandemic level 5. And Chan was out there saying, yes, we're definitely going to level 6. And everybody was saying it. And then we started saying, well, look at this WHO pandemic document. Look what it says in section 1.5.1. It's very scary. No individual human rights. Then the media started harping on, again, it's imminent. They're going to enact Executive Order 13375. And I hope that we caused enough of an uproar and enough of an awakening throughout the country that people said no. I think, you know, a step in the right direction was the fact that, you know, on mainline talk shows like shock jock shows like Bubba the Love Sponge, you know, they have these two doctors on saying don't take the swine flu vaccine if it's offered. I think that's a big step that lets you know that the mainstream consciousness isn't just willing to roll up their arms and take the shot. I think that they're going to try a little bit more fear-mongering. They've done so with this 33-year-old woman who already had health problems, who they can't really even say died of the swine flu. You notice that clip I played earlier, they said, well, we had to stop just short of saying she died from the swine flu. But they're hyping up her death, and they're saying, well, if we don't do it now, it looks like it's going to return in the winter just in time for the new Baxter vaccinations, and we could see it then.
That's the thing. You're seeing a continuance of it in the very modus operandi. If Juan, Alex is excellent at this, I'm sure you are. One knows how their moves always move in the same patterns, you might say. It's kind of hard to put into words even. There's a certain very fine recognition factor in the way that they, basically speaking, they string things into our near future even after the event has occurred, and basically keep us conditioned, at least on a subconscious level, through their main instrument, which is fear, to control us, so that we have that compounded to keep track of with everything else. And then they will go on to other events. With this Bilderberg meeting, I did want to mention to you real quick, May 14th through 17th is what I've got.
So it's not even a month away. We're talking next week.
Yes, that's what Jim Tucker was on Alex's show yesterday, and he reported May 14th to 17th, and I believe I've got that written down properly. I was really
surprised.
So
if we're that far away, it probably is going to be in Greece then. That's my guess, that he's getting the right information at this point.
Right, and they'll be putting the finishing touches on what they're planning on doing between now and the next big event. And I believe the next big event, Jason, you know, like they called the Kennedy assassination, the big event is what E. Howard Hunt called it in his recording that he left his son before he died. And the next big event is going to be you know, the real thing as far as this flu epidemic goes, because like I'd mentioned, and I think you probably see this also, it's really basic. This is their game plan. They're definitely going to do this, you know, by what they've said. The World Health Organization came out today. You reported earlier in the program that up to 2 billion people could die of this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is getting into biblical numbers here.
You know, one in three dead. Can you imagine that? One in three dead. I mean, let that sink in, folks. You know, you're sitting next to your husband or your wife and you got one kid. Guess what? They're saying one of you ain't going to be around. And they say, oh, that's not for me. That's for third world nations. That's for second world nations like Mexico. No, it's for you. They want you to roll up your sleeves, take the vaccination, go to the quarantine center, and love your lords at FEMA. I thank you for the call, Mark.
Thank you,
Let's
Jake.
Jump to, you got it, brother. Let's jump to Nick in Texas. Nick, you're on the line.
How you doing, Alex? Thank you for taking my call. What I wanted to talk about tonight was in regards to what Alex had on his radio show yesterday, Paul Ford. What I thought, I loved that experience, or hated it rather, but it was interesting because he was actually my high school homeroom teacher when I was a sophomore, and for them to do that to him is despicable because the guy is, I mean, that guy is pretty much the real deal. If you look,
and
at
why don't you tell people, because, you know, people who missed Alex's show and just been tuning into me or just took it to my show today, this is a guy who was a city council member who spoke up at a meeting and was immediately arrested, correct?
Correct. He was a city, a city councilman, and apparently the mayor and other his fellow peers didn't like what he was doing, reporting, exposing their corruption, and so especially with the red lights, red light cameras, and which is he said was a big stealth tax for the city,
which it is,
and yeah, and so really for them to arrest him like they did and push him down really because he even back when I was in high school he had back problems, and so it's really just disgusting on the globalists for them to do that like that.
No, absolutely. And, you know, these people are on power trips. I don't know if you were listening earlier, but we played the tape of the girl calling 911 because her father's having a seizure, and the operator at 911 hangs up on her three times. She goes down to the police station. Does he help? No, he arrests her with these false, bogus charges. We've got these other people who are going out to protest legally protest Scientology, and they are immediately thrown down and arrested and charged with false charges. I mean, this is the society we live in. This is why radio shows like this need to exist. This is why we have to continue to expand the alternative media. This is why we have to oppose the Cyberbullying Act, the Cybersecurity Act. We have to oppose YouTube taking down the Alex Jones channel, because this is really the last vestige of truth that we have. Our mouths, our heart, our First Amendment, our Second Amendment. We have to let them know we're not giving them up. We're going to go out kicking and screaming. We're not the docile, massive people that they want us to be. There are some of us who didn't drink enough fluoride. There are some of us that are still fired up about the fact that they're the ones that conducted 9/11. They're the ones that pulled off 7/7. They're the ones that want to stay in Eurasia and kill a bunch of brown people so that they can build a union that they can control. It's disgusting, it's immoral, and it's just horrific that more people aren't stepping up to the plate. I thank you for the call, Nick. On the other side, we're going to go to Jason, Jared, and Travis in the final segment. This is the Info Warrior. You are literally at the tip of the spear. I'm going to be sitting in for Alex Jones tomorrow. I'm going to be doing his Sunday show. Bunch of guests going to be taking your calls. And remember, if you miss any of this, there's a podcast on the left-hand side of theinfowarrior.com. We'll be back with the final segment after this.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Segment of the Info Warrior. We're going to shoot through these last few calls. Remember, if you missed any of this broadcast, the podcast will be available tomorrow at theinfowarrior.com, or you can just go to gcnlive.com and go to the on-demand section, look for the Info Warrior, and listen. And of course, the Alex Jones Show, always on a loop. If you missed me today on the Alex Jones Show, we'll be rebroadcasting that in 6 minutes. That's 4 hours, and this is just a petty 3-hour show. All right, let's go to Jason in Ohio. Jason, what's up? Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for everything, and I want to let you know how I found out about your show. A bunch of high school kids were walking down my street, passing out flyers house to house that said public alert, and I was like, what is this? And I read it and kind of explained everything that's going on in the government. I was like, no, this can't be true. Then I went up, I typed in the Obama deception, Googled it, and that's how I found out about all this. Wow. Well, I live right across from an airport, and they extended it by maybe a quarter mile or so. Mm-hmm. I was like, why, what's the need for, you know, such a long length of runway for just a few Cessnas that fly in and out of here? Well, I started thinking maybe, you know, heavy military equipment and things like that. Well, I go in the house, I pick up the paper, and in the city next to us, it's a pretty big city, and everybody's saying, well, why are we sending this airport? That's a completely different airport. And this is a letter to the editor, by the way. Mm-hmm. And turns out they won't, you know, tell them why they're spending the taxpayer dollars on this, and everybody's just up in an uproar. So I just thought maybe I'd let y'all know about this, and maybe it has something to do with the One World Order, you know.
No, you're probably right. I'll tell you what, trust your gut on that one. If that's happening in all sorts of airports around the area, you're right, it probably is a military expansion. I mean, they're literally rolling it out. They're saying the National Guard is now going to help in drug busts and to fight crime on top of that in places like New Hampshire, in places like Utah. Can you imagine that the National Guard is going to go after pot farmers. Meanwhile, you know, you go to California, it's basically decriminalized at the state level, doesn't stop the federales from coming in and just having their way with whoever they want. And, you know, the hypocrite Schwarzenegger doesn't do anything about it, but he comes out and says, you know, maybe we will legalize marijuana and we'll tax the hell out of it, because that's the answer. Don't let people have something without a tax. It makes me sick. Thank you for the call, Jason. Let's go to Jared in Illinois. Jared, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason, how are you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I just want to discuss the concept of TFL, which is Bill Greathouse's concept, True Force Loneliness, and its connection to the New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
How Gloria Steinem and the feminist movement causing division in the sexes by causing women to stereotype.
Well, the Rockefellers absolutely funded that movement, and, you know, you can see that in the film I've been talking about all night, America, Freedom to Fascism. And, you know, if you watch that interview that Alex Jones did with Aaron Russo many, many years ago, not that many years ago, a few years ago, it's on the web, you know, you'll see it. It's obviously a movement to tax both people and to divide and conquer, and it was Rockefeller funded. It was not grassroots. Hey, I'm for individual human rights, a.k.a. women's rights, in every way, shape, or form. But unfortunately, that's not what Gloria Steinem was about. You are correct, sir. I thank you for the call, Jared. Last caller, let's go to Travis in North Carolina. Travis, you're on the line.
Yes, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
First of all, I want to thank you and Alex for the great work you've guys been doing over the years. One thing that you guys have been, mainly Alex, you know, you've been talking about the amount of money that you guys have been using in server costs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, there are alternatives like RapidShare on the web that's free that you can upload.
Yeah, but you know what? When we're offering a service like that and people are coming in, we want to be able to, without using RapidShare, and plus they're charging by the gigabyte, and you don't want to know how many terabytes we go through each week. Our bill is off the chain. But I know about RapidShare. I know about Mega Upload. We'll be back tomorrow.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.